Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Steve Cypress here. We are just about one-third of the way through the year. Hope you are more than one-third of the way towards your goals anyway. For people that have been following me, I put a post up on Facebook last Thursday documenting a careless mistake I made that resulted in my beautiful wife Michelle and I getting scammed out of every penny in both our business and personal bank accounts, and then some. You'd have to go find that post on Facebook to find more of the details, but put us in the negative with the bank of all things. This was quite a scam. Here's my advice, and what's topical to me on this Tuesday is that today, the day before the end of the month, our bills are getting paid, our rent just paid with my management company, dropped off the check, and we are out of complete crisis, crunch, panic, desperation, financial mode. And so a friend of mine who runs a fantastic group for coaches and consultants on Facebook called The Coaching Jungle, you ought to check it out there, put a post on today I saw. He said it's Survival Tuesday, I think he called it. What's your best survival tip? So I figured I'll just share it in this video here. And I realized from my personal situation and what I've been going through here, it really had most to do with what I would call pre-survival, before. You know, there's the saying, maybe I'm paraphrasing, I don't know who said it, dig your well before you're thirsty. So before you ever get, and I hope you never do, but before you, I never thought I would be in this position we were just in, but before you're ever in a survival mode, financially or otherwise, what you do there, who you are, is going to determine the help you get to pull you out of the crisis. It did in my case. I was reached out to by so many friends, family, clients, business partners, strangers, people I've interviewed for my podcast or put on the cover of my magazine or had to speak at my events or I've partnered with on things, haven't seen in years. People I haven't seen in decades came to offer words of wisdom and support and encouragement, but some reached out with a short-term financial help, some short-term loans, some people bought some things from me, and then others reached out with short-term projects that can bring in some quick cash flow, for even though we're out of the woods as far as the emergency financial crisis here. Of course, now we've got to build back our accounts. I mean, next month is coming faster than you can imagine, so we got to get things going here. So I have a bunch of short-term projects, some medium-term projects, and a bunch of long-term projects that I am going to be getting involved with. They're going to set up all kinds of great things so that unless I make a really stupid mistake again, multiple, I won't ever be in this situation again. And that is my advice, is be a giver, care about other people, always give first whether you get or not. I've always been that way. I've always helped and supported people without asking anything in return. And that has built up what I just experienced, what people call relationship capital. And that's, I believe, the number one reason why so many people reached out in such a strong way to say, anything I can do, let me help. Some saying without anything in return. And that's because I believe that that return was given in the past. So hopefully you're not in survival mode right now. Hopefully you never get there. But now is the time. Do not wait until you're thirsty. Drill that relationship capital well and build up that account full of relational capital. Do right by others. Always give without expecting anything in return. And who knows, maybe someday if you need somebody to give to you or to give back, but you're known as a person who has always been a helper and a giver and caring about other people, I really believe that that's why we were able to get out of this situation so quickly and so strongly. I've really been overwhelmed with the amount and the power of the support that's come my way. Again, never wished or hoped or thought I would need it, but in time of need, people came through and some told me straight out, it's because of who I am and who I've been over the years as a caring, giving, trustworthy person of integrity. And people like, man, I want to help. That'll do it for Topical Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Thanks for being here with me today. Thanks, of course, again, to everybody who reached out with any kind of help. And I will catch you back here again tomorrow on World Wide Web Wednesday. I'll be back with some business building, advertising, marketing, and sales tips. I'll catch you then.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.